Very good. Why, aren't you glad?
Yeah.
Can you go in?
Yeah.
Can you go in? I ain't going in as a prophet. I'm not going in as a martyr. Oh, well, I will. Might. But I am going in justified by faith, by the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah, man. All right. All right. Everybody all right? Should say, but I'm trying to make it as the leadership of the Lord, what He has led us to do the past many years now, as we've been trying to have a theme for our church that we might not be stagnant, that we might. I talked with a man, some of y'all won't have a clue what I'm talking about, some of the older ones will. But, you know, older people used to have, you know, they had old ways, had hard ways. And I was talking with a man just this week, and we was discussing how we was raised, and we was raised at my home. We was raised. We didn't have much water. We had it was always very conservative on water, and you didn't waste no water. And then the water wasn't great anyway. And when the water got low, it was sulfur water, or red water, and you know, something, one well was iron water, the other well was sulfur water. If you don't know what sulfur water is, lay your boiled egg outside for 2 or 3 weeks in the sun, and then sniff it real hard, and that's what you bathe in. That smells what you bathe in. Smells like rotten eggs. Well, and we were discussing that, and he said, you know where we live. I ain't going to call his name. You know where we live? I said, yeah. He said, in the summertime, he said, Mom always, you know, we carried water. I mean, I'm still from a generation that has bathed in the number 3 wash tub. Okay, I'm still from that. But anyway, he said they would get their water out of the creek, and their mother would heat it, and they was a couple boys and a girl, and the girl would go first, and then the boys would bathe in the same tub of water later. You know, that was just normal. We was all raised like that, or the older ones was anyway. Well, he was talking about his mommy said she would cook, and she would get water out of the rain barrel. Well, that was good as long as it had been raining.
Yeah, right.
But if it hadn't been raining, the water had wiggle tails in it.
Yep.
Anybody know what wiggle tails is? Well, she still used the water. She said, you go ahead. She said, you heat it bad enough. He said, you heat that hot enough, they'll kill them wiggle tails.
Yeah.
And that's what they had. That's all they had. And that's how they was raised. But the reason they was wiggle tails in there is because the water was stagnant, because there wasn't nothing fresh coming in.
Yeah, right.
See, my determination with the Lord is that we don't have wiggle tails. You understand? See, if you don't have something fresh continually coming in, you'll try to feed off what's left. And it might be good for a few days. But then when the sun comes out, and trials come, and heartaches come, and sorrows come, and you go to dip you something out of the barrel, and there's nothing but wiggle tail. Now, you ladies today, some of you young ones, I can already see you would turn your nose up at cooking with wiggle tail water. Huh? But if that's all you got,
that's right.
You'd be just like a regular church member. John chapter 11. Father, we come to you tonight. We need you so much. Lord, you've warmed our heart tonight. You're big enough. You're big enough. Thank you. You're big enough. You're God. Lord, we're on this earth, and this earth is your footstool. That's how big you are. Thank you. And I get to go in. Oh, thank you tonight. Lord, I need your help. I need you to speak to us through your word. Lord, if you would tonight, I'm not interested in me tonight. I'm interested in you. Lord, I pray that we might hear from you tonight. that we might take what is said personal, that we might leave here personal, Lord, that we might walk away from here walking with you in the way you want us to walk tonight. Lord, you're better than anything. You're better than everything. There's no need for me to look for nothing else because you're the best. And Lord, I love you tonight. Help me, I pray. Please touch me fresh. Cleanse me, God, from my filth. I'm a wretch. Cleanse me, I pray. Empower me as you see fit. And I'll thank you and praise you in Jesus' name and amen. All right. We're going to try to look at this again. Hang with me, girls. All right. Coming fully alive in 2025. And again, don't be satisfied with a pulse. Please don't. Now, this month will be gone before we know it. And this series will be done before we know it. And if we're not careful, we'll let it pass right through and not remember nothing. And we won't let it affect us. But I promise you this. If you'll get with God and do what God says and what God has taught us already, then we'll have this, not just this year, but right on through until Jesus comes. And we'll be a lot better Christian for Him than what we was. And that's what we ought to be. All right? Now, I give you a thought there Friday when I put out the message. Friday, you know, I how foolish the world is that Friday was National Quitters Day. To think about that. Friday was National Quitters Day. And the reason they have that is that the second Friday of the month, everybody that has a New Year's resolution has near 90% quit by the second Friday of the new year. So they made a holiday of it. They made a national holiday to quit. Are you listening? Don't be that way. Let's make our vows to God and let's keep our vows and let's get as close to the Lord as we can get and get closer and closer every little bit. You think we could do that tonight? Well, let's look here and see what the Scripture says. I'm hung up already, guys. Let me once and I'll be all right. John 10:10. This is our theme verse. All right, John 10:10. The thief cometh, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. Now, we know who the thief is. The thief is the enemy. The thief is Satan, that old devil, that old serpent, that old dragon. All right, and he comes but to steal and to kill and to destroy. But Jesus said, I am come. He's the best. He said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. It's not just life, but it's life more abundantly. It's completely alive. It's fully alive. It's more than just a pulse, but it's a heartbeat. It's coming fully alive. And that's what the Lord gives us. And He gives it to every believer. He gives the same amount to every believer. Now let me say that again. He gives the same amount of abundant life to every believer. All right? And we need to use what He gives. All right? Abundant life. Abundantly in large quantities. Plentifully, extremely, exuberantly. That's what that word means. So to give me life and to give me life more abundant, then man, it's big. Huh? He don't do nothing little. It's big. Everything's big and plenty of it. And it's extreme. Huh? I would love for us to be some extreme Christians. I wish we were extreme Christians. And you wait. Instead of coming in the future, I want us to be exuberant Christians. You just wait. We're going to be exuberant. We're going to challenge you. All right? John 11:41 is where we're going to start at tonight. Sunday morning we'll be in John 11 again. Maybe the next Sunday night as well. But let's look at it. We was in it last Sunday and this Sunday. And then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up His eyes and said, Father, I thank Thee that Thou hast heard me. And I knew that Thou hearest me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that Thou hast sent me. And when He thus had spoken, He cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto them, loose him and let him go. Now, if you study this account deeply, if you look at it, I'm not trying to be no theologian, I just try to milk it for everything I can get out of it. All right. Then the account of Lazarus, you'll see the teaching of Jesus on death, if you'll think about it, and his resurrection, because he's showing you his power and the power of God. Now that's why he came. He just got through telling him, I am the resurrection and the life. And he was even looking forward unto his death and resurrection, showing his great power. Now that's what all's in this passage. It shows his power then in us, bringing us to new life and us resurrecting in his power in a newness of life, for we are buried with him in baptism, raised with him in newness of life. All that new life is in Christ. It's the new life. It's the resurrected life. It's the powerful life. It's not just a heartbeat, but it's not just a pulse, but it's a strong heartbeat. Are you following me? So when you read this about Lazarus, there's so much involved that I don't know that I could give it all to you in 5 or 6 Sundays. All right, but we're going to do our best, all right? So let's look on. Now, our message this year is life and life more abundantly, coming fully alive in 2025. And we'll see this plainly in the account of Lazarus. All right, now, so I want you to apply. All right. How can you take the story and apply it? Well, very simply. You look, and that's our example. We'll look, and then we apply it to ourselves and see how we can grow with it. All right? Everybody okay with me? Talk to me if you understand what I'm saying.
Amen.
All right, tonight we're going to look at the call to come forth. That's what we're going to look at now in this scripture. The call to come forth. It's very important that we pay attention now. The call to come forth. Now, we looked this morning at the hindrances when we looked at taking away the stone. And we looked at the hindrances that we have in our life that keeps us from seeing the glory of God. We have that. Now what we want to look at tonight is the call to come forth. Now John 11:43 says, and this is be our text verse for tonight, and when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. Now it's our text verse for tonight. Everybody got that? Now keep that in your mind. Lazarus, come forth. All right? Now, only after the hindrances are removed do we hear the Lord calling for more. The Lord will never call for you to come forward until you're willing to get rid of the hindrances that's in your life. He's not going to do anything in you if you've got the hindrances we preached about this morning. If you've got the unbelief, if you've got the unconfessed sin, if you've got the unforgiveness, if you've got the unhealthy soul ties right on down the line. You got that from this morning? Talk to me now. Help me out now. Until you're ready to get rid of that. He's not going to call you to come forth because there's no need. There's no need. The stone has to be removed before. That's the first step. There's always first steps in things. And to be fully alive, we got to get shut of some things. And there's hindrances. And somewhere, we're all going to have to admit there's hindrances. And then we're going to have to deal with them. See, admitting that they're there, don't fix it. I believe one of the verses we read this morning was if we confess and forsake.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Confessing is one thing.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Confessing, you don't even have to confess because we already know we're all guilty.
Yeah. Right.
But forsaking is applying it.
Right.
Everybody understand that? Think about that. So, only after the hindrances are removed do we hear the Lord calling for more. Now, John 11:41, pick up where we started there now. Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. They removed the hindrances. Everybody with me? Talk to me now. I want you to stay with me in the Scripture. Keep your Bible open. Look in the scripture. Look up here. Bring your Bible. Let me go ahead and encourage you. Bring your Bible to church.
Amen.
Open your Bible and read as we preach and teach.
Amen.
You can read the board. That's good. But use your Bible. Mark in your Bible. Read your Bible. Keep up with us in your Bible. Because you can't take your screen with you when you get to the house. Now, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me. And I knew that thou hearest me always, but because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. Now, are we seeing the purpose for all this? That we might believe. What was the first hindrance this morning? Unbelief. All these things are done that we might believe. We believe that we're sinners. We believe on Christ and get saved. But so often our belief stops there. He's a God of glory. The great God. Do you understand that? If you're saved, you have the great God living in your heart tonight. I mean, I'm talking about the God that spoke the world into existence, lives inside of you. You understand that? We might not be able to comprehend it to the fullest, but it's not a mere man that I trust. It's not a mere man that saved me, but God saved me, and God moved in, and God changed my life, and God lives in me tonight.
Amen.
Think about that. Little me, filthy old trashy me, but he didn't come into a dirty house. He came and cleaned the house and moved in. And where he dwells is clean as the driven snow outside.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Huh? And all these things are done that we might believe. Huh? The Lord's always doing something so we'll believe. Look at your life. Trista, he's working down there with Joey. That we might believe and that he might believe. What's he done in your life that you might believe? Huh? What's he done? Are you listening to me? He's always doing something that we might believe. John 20:31 says this, but these things are written, what? But on the book of John, in the Bible. That we might, what? That Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that what? You might what? Whoa, why would that? That's right in there where we're at, ain't it? That we might have life through his name. Life more abundant. I'm telling you that these things are there that we might become fully alive. Not just in 25, but every day that we might be fully alive.
Amen.
Huh? The scripture runs together. I'm telling you, it's not just any old book. It's just God's book. And it runs together all back and through. It's tied in all together with the blood of the crucified one tonight. Huh? We still okay? This call to start with is a plain call. It says, Lazarus, come forth. It's a plain call. Anybody not understand Lazarus come forth? Anybody not understand that? Hold your hand up if you don't understand that. Lazarus come forth. Anybody not understand? See, it's a plain call. Everybody understands it. Everybody okay with that? That's to start with. Well, that's interesting. It's loud. He said with a loud voice. He didn't whisper. He was talking to a dead man. Huh? Dead man was underground. Rock over the door. They moved the door. Rock out from the door. Hey, Lazarus, come forth! Huh? Very loud, very plain. Huh? We all right? Easy to understand, direct. Huh?
Amen.
Well, that pretty direct.
Amen.
Huh? Reckon Lazarus misunderstood? Nobody misunderstood that. Now, I'm saying that to say this. When he calls you, it's plain. It's loud. It's easy to understand, and it's direct. You don't have to pray about it.
Amen.
You don't have to pray about getting close to God. You don't have to pray about living right. You don't have to pray about reading your Bible and praying, being a witness. You don't have to pray about them things.
Amen.
You don't have to pray about serving Him. You have to pray about loving Him. There's no decision there really needs to be made. It ought to be just automatic. Everybody okay? Simple. Huh? You gotta keep it simple. Plain. Interesting word. It's dealing or communicating with frankness and sincerity. Huh? That, I'm plain. Honest, open, speaking and acting without art. As a plain dealing man. A speaking or communicating with openness and sincerity. Management without art. Stratagem or disguise. There's none of that. Sincerity. That's right open, plain. Huh? Everybody still with me? That's how he calls. Lazarus, come forth! About plain as you get it. Everybody still all right with that? He said, why would you go that far? Because I want, because we don't understand it. Because Lazarus was alive and dead.
Right.
We've been alive and now we're dead.
Yeah. Right.
Mm. Yeah. Lazarus was a friend of Jesus and then he's dead.
Mm.
We've been a friend of Jesus and we're dead as a hammer.
Yeah.
Everybody follow me?
Yeah.
Huh? So undoubtedly we've not got it yet. Lazarus, come forth.
Right. Yeah.
So we got to make sure everybody understands it's plain. And you say, well, that's sarcastic. Very. John 7:46, the officers answered, never man spake like this man.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody talks to us like the Lord does.
Right.
But I want you to look at me and understand this. The Lord don't coddle you.
That's right. Come on.
Amen.
We're a spoilt brat bunch.
Yeah.
And we want coddled all the time.
Yeah.
We don't want to suffer no persecution. We don't want to be in a bind. We want the Lord to coddle us and make sure we're never sick or make sure we never had no problem. When we, my chicken said they don't leave it every other day. My cow don't give, but a gallon and a half of milk used to give a gallon and 3/4 over the world will do. We panic over everything.
Right.
Let's go this time. It has for 6,000 years.
Amen.
It gets cold every winter.
Yeah.
We used to go everywhere in two-wheel drive with slick tires.
Yeah.
We're so spoiled on a four-wheel drive, we panic over snow. Are you listening to me? Oh God, why you let us know? I gotta go to work. Are you hearing me?
Amen.
But that's our attitude. And then, well, I trust the Lord. I trust the Lord. I believe, boy, I trust Him. I trust Him. So I say, I don't know if we'd be goats or sheep. This call is a personal call. Not only a plain call, but it's a personal call. He didn't say, hey, y'all, come forth. Or anybody wants to come forth. He said, Lazarus, come forth. He's interested in you. He's interested in you. And ain't nobody left out. It's a personal call. It's as important as being saved. It's whosoever will let him come. and drinking the water of life freely. Anybody can get saved. Everybody's drawn. Everybody has an opportunity. The Holy Ghost will speak to every person, and it's not God's will that any perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Yes. Amen.
And then He wants you and me to be fully alive and to follow Him completely, and there is no exception.
Right. That's right.
It's not based on your ability. Lazarus was dead. He had no ability.
Amen.
It wasn't based on his achievement. He was dead. He had no achievement. Huh? It wasn't based on his attitude. He was dead. He didn't have no attitude. He was dead. Are you listening to me? He was dead. And the Lord called him by name. There's not a person, man, woman, boy, or girl in here that's got an excuse. God wants you. He wants all of you. He wants all of you following Him the way He said to follow Him. That's what He wants. It's a personal call. He calls out to Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. Isaiah 43:1 says, "But now, thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art my..." He's about as personal as you can get. Huh? Now I'm going to give you, I want you to open your Bible. I want you to follow along with me. I want you to get your pencil out or a pen. Open your Bible to Psalms 139. And we're going to look at every verse, and I'm going to show you something tonight. I'm going to show you how personal He is. Now, we're talking about coming fully alive. You're not, your excuse, you're not exempt. You're not exempt from being wanted by the Lord. All right? It's not based on your intelligence. It's not based on your wealth. It's not based on your past mess-ups. Let me say that again. It's not based on your past mess up. Because ain't nobody in here that's not messed up somewhere. And if you think you ain't messed up, then hide your kids from these people. They'll abuse your kids. They'll steal your gas. Huh? Anybody that thinks they live in it? Huh? If the greatest Christian that's ever lived said, "I've not apprehended it yet," then I ain't done it. The Apostle Paul says, "I ain't apprehended it yet." Huh? We still okay? Let's look at this. Everybody ready? Now get your Bibles ready there. 46 times in this psalm, 46 times it says, "Me, my, mine, or I." 46 times it says, "Me, my, mine, or I." It's as personal as you can get the relationship with the Lord. The Lord calls us out personally.
Yes.
When He called me to preach, dealt with my heart, called me to preach. I was over at Little Joe Schaefer's here last week, and I backed up, leaving his house, I backed up, and I looked there under where them trees was, and we had that little Dodge 50 Ram, gray four-wheel drive little truck, Dodge 50. Y'all remember them Dodge 50 Rams?
Yeah.
And we was putting a U-joint in it. Took us, I don't know how many, 8 hours or so to put a U-joint in it. Because I was fighting the call of preaching. And God was dealing my heart and I didn't want to do it. And I'd weep and Joe would weep. And we'd go pray and then we'd come back and we'd pray. And finally, that night, on that Saturday night in March, so long ago, finally then I said I'd do it. Huh? And I looked there and I couldn't help but to stop and look. I said, "Yeah, right here's where it started."
Amen.
Right here's where it started. Huh? But He didn't say, "Hey, anybody out there want to?"
Right.
He dealt with Mark.
Right.
He dealt with me.
Right.
Remember when He dealt with you?
Yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
I don't care how many was saved the day you were saved. He didn't save you by the bunch. He saved you individually.
Right.
He's interested in you tonight. Are you following me? He's interested in you. Don't think you're not important. Don't think that you've got to achieve something. Don't think that you've got to move up. He's interested in you when you're dead.
Yeah. Right.
Do you understand that? You can't get no lower than dead.
Right.
Huh?
That's right.
Everybody understand that? You can't get no lower than dead.
Right. Amen.
Oh, Lord. Now, I just highlighted some of these. I didn't highlight all of them. Y'all can do that. I just want to show you. Be okay. Oh, Lord, thou hast searched and known. Thou knowest down settings and uprisings. Thou understandest. I've already, them two verses, I think he might be interested in me. Ain't that a blessing tonight? He's interested in me. How about you just go ahead and say that with me? He's interested in me. Now, y'all don't play right. Y'all don't follow direction. Say it with me. He's interested in me. He's interested in me. Say, all of you don't like to play. You're not going to live to the fullest. You won't even play with the preacher.
Yeah.
Well, you think somebody's going to hear you? I'm serious.
Yeah.
Huh? Thou compassest path and lying down and are acquainted with all. For there is not a word in. But lo, O Lord, thou knowest it all together. Thou hast beset behind and before and laid thine hand upon. I just wonder, you think he might be interested in you? Do you think maybe when he cried out, Lazarus, come forth, he was interested in one solitude individual? And tonight, in January the 12th, 2025, he's interested in you as an individual, and he knows all about you, and he knows your uprising and your downsetting. He knows your weakness and your sins and your disobedience, and he still calls out, hey, I want you. I want you. We go on. Such knowledge is too wonderful for it is high. Cannot attain unto us. Whether from thy spirit or whether flee from thy presence. If I stand up into heaven, thou art there. If make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. Are you getting anything yet? Is it getting through to you yet? Hey, you ought to be standing up saying, boy, he's interested in me. Hey, I know me. I know me. You don't know what I show you. But I know me. And he's interested in me. He's personal. And the call's personal. Huh? Is that all right? If take the wings of the morning and dwell in uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead, and thy right hand shall hold. If say, surely the darkness shall cover, even the night shall be light about. Hey, I'm just trying to show you, and this might be there about every time we look at it. You are important to the Lord.
Amen.
And he's trying to raise the dead.
Yeah.
And he's calling you.
Yeah.
He's calling you.
Yeah.
He loves you.
Yeah.
He wants you.
Yeah.
Listen, he can use a donkey. He can use you. He can use a rooster. He can use you. He can use a fish. He can use you. He used cussing fishermen. He used murdering Paul.
Yeah.
He used doubting Thomas.
Right.
Sarcastic Nathaniel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prideful John and James.
Yeah.
He can use you tonight. And he wants you. And he calls for you. We ain't done. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee, for thou hast possessed, thou hast covered in my mother's womb. We'll praise thee for, and fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that soul knoweth right well. Substance was not hid from thee when was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see substance, yet being unperfect, that I that see my substance yet being unperfect, that's me. And in thy book all were written, which in contentions were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. How precious, there's a verse, Becky. Hey, how precious also are thy thoughts unto God. How great is the sum of them. Don't tell me that you're exempt. Don't tell me that he don't care about you. Don't tell me that he don't want to use you. He wants to use you. He thinks about you. He's got a plan for you. He's got a path for you. He's got a work for you. He's got blessings that nobody's going to get but you, because they're special for you. He loves you. He cares for you. He watches over you. He supplies your needs. He'll never leave you nor forsake you tonight. He is the great God. Think about it. My, oh my. Ain't it wonderful? Is that good boys or not? Well, say amen, all of you. Come on, say amen. I want to hear it. Come on. Oh, heavenly son, I'm going to pitch in the snow myself. If should count them, they are more in number than the saints. When I am still with thee, oh my soul, surely that will slay the wicked, oh God. Depart from therefore, ye bloody men, for they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not hate them, O Lord, that hate thee, and am not grieved with those that rise up against thee. Hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search, O God, and know
my
heart. Try and know and see if there be any wicked way in, and lead in the way everlasting. You'll not read that psalm again like you have in the past. Was that exciting? Let me ask you, was that exciting or not? Talk to me, was that exciting or not? That's how your Bible is if you read it. It's like that on every page if you just go ahead and read it.
Amen.
It is. I'm telling you, it is. Take it from me, it is. This call is a purpose call. It's not just a plain call, ain't just a personal call, but it's a purposed call. And when he had thus spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth! Now we're going to look at something interesting. Come. Now let's read it here. To move towards. He says, come. That means you've got to move toward him.
Yeah,
see, we're satisfied with getting up. Are you hearing me? We're satisfied maybe with waking up. If you only wake up, you'll be late for work. If you only get up, you'll be late for work. But you're going to have to go to work. All right? See, we're content waking up. There's some that left here this morning, and there'll probably be some that leave tonight, Tuesday. That was a good message. That was true. And that's all. That's it. No change, no repentance, no moving or nothing. That's a good message. There's some of y'all listening didn't come tonight. You could have, but you didn't.
Amen.
And you didn't come tonight, but you're saying, that's good preaching, Mark. I'm not going to do none of it, but it's good preaching.
Yeah, that's right.
Wake up. And then there's some of us that are saying, well, I'll get it. Okay. I'm getting it. But that ain't what it says. It says come. And it says come toward me. Don't just stand and say invitation. Come to him. Okay? To move towards, to advance near. Now, he gives the, he tells us come, and he lays it into meaning in any manner. You don't have to meet my rules, but you got to do it. Are you following me? You may not come like that day. Some will come cheerfully. Some will come reluctantly. Some will come faithfully. Some will come scared. But that's okay. Because he just said come. He just said come. As long as you come. And if you come, you're coming toward him. See, he'll work out the details. See? We still okay? And it says to come in any from any distance. It don't matter how far away you've been. It don't matter how dead you are. Huh? Be okay.
Yeah, good.
Sometimes, what old Tom Malone said, we find that Jesus raised the dead when he went in and raised that little girl. She just had quit breathing. She was sick, you know, and she died. And then he went there and raised her. And then he was walking by and they was going to bury a young boy. And he raised the dead and the deader. That little boy. And then when he got to Lazarus, he was the deadest. Huh? And that's what he'll do. Some of you's dead, some of you's deader, and some of you's the deadest. We okay? And can I tell you, he didn't, it don't matter what distance. It don't matter what distance. Are y'all okay with me tonight? Are you getting any of this at all? It's applicable, perhaps, to everything susceptible emotion. If there's a hint of life in you, if there's just a hint of life, you could come on. If there's even a thought of life, if you're susceptible to life, you okay? And is opposed to go. You know, we're naturally opposed to go. He says, come to those that's always been opposed to go. Come on! You ain't done it before. Come on now. Come forth. Don't be dead no more.
Amen.
Come on. Let's be fully alive in 25. Huh? Okay. How about to draw nigh, to approach, to arrive, to be present? Come. Forth. How about we look at forth? Forward. Forward. You got to come forward. You got to move forward. I told you a couple weeks. I'm not backing up no more. That's it. I'm not even stepping sideways. There's not going to be no lateral movement. I'm bowling on through. I would suggest you get behind me, or at least turn around and go that direction that I'm going. If not, you're going to get run over. But I'm not stopping. I got too much behind. I can't go back and change nothing. And I got short time in front. So you either turn around and go, or get run over. You understand it, don't you? Because I'm not sidestepping and say, well, excuse you're not. There's no more excuses. You don't want to go with God, you ain't right with God. You don't become fully alive, then you're content with being dead, you ain't right with God. It ain't because of your weakness, it ain't because of anything else, it ain't because of your circumstance or issues, it's because your hard heart.
Amen.
That's it.
That's right.
Your sinful hard heart.
That's right.
It ain't your weakness, it ain't your maturity, your hard, sinful heart. Huh? Goat breath. Forward, onward in time, in advance. That don't mean ahead of time, that means you're advancing. As from that day forth, You know, Lazarus, come forth. That meant from that day forth, come on. Come on. Somewhere you're going to have to start. When are you going to start? When are you going to start? Well, I've got to get rid of them hindrances. Well, when are you going to start? When are you going to do it? Well, I take that step. Well, when are you going to do it? When? Well, let's see what the rest of you may know. What if you, this, you don't hear no more messages? When are you going to do it? When are you going to change? When are you going to say bye to the world and go forward? Forward in place or order. Out. Aboard. Noting progression or advance. From a state of confinement. Look, that makes it out into public view. Or public character. Why don't you go ahead and live so everybody knows whose side you're on. When Lazarus come out, nobody said, what's wrong with him? They marveled, and he that was dead is alive. Does anybody marvel at us anymore? They marvel that we go to church as hellish as we live. That's what they marvel at. You mean you go to church? This call demanded obedience. And he that was dead came forth. He didn't have a choice. He's either going to be dead or not. He wasn't going to be dead no more. We need to answer the call. Be okay. Answer the call of the Lord. We need to respond forward. It matters not what others do. We as individuals must come forth. We'll quit right there. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? When are you going to do it? What are you going to do? When are you going to do it? You going to do it tonight? Not tonight, it's late. It's not going to tonight. Let's wait.